Oh. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another segment of Tony's show. And tonight, we're going to be all over the place. I'm a little pissed. I started doing the show. I was using Audacity, and it decided to crash on me twice because of the nature of the subject matter. So I'm going to try with this recorder. So it may be an MP4 for some of you who have a problem with recording or getting whatever. So I apologize. But this is what I can, it's all I can use at this point in time. I don't know what happened to that piece of junk I had, but it died. Probably AI didn't like what I was saying. So I'm going to start the show again. I'm going to play something. I want everybody to be aware that we are in a war. I get people contacting me all the time in regarding to what to do, you know, because they got the jab. And I have to respond by saying nothing. Nothing I can do for you. There's nothing that can be done. And you shouldn't be believing any guru out there, doctor, dumbass, smartass, whatever, that will tell you they can get this out. They can't. If they are telling you this fabrication, then you need to understand that the nature of what you're dealing with today is a highly sophisticated, multi-operational AI genetic nano-integrated program. So you're not going to stop this with a simple detox. Okay, you're not going to stop this by using a Rife or Skype or a Rife or a Spooky or a Zapper or TENS or a high-powered electromagnetic field or electromagnetic pulse. In fact, those devices may accentuate the demise of the person. I know the Spooky has already killed two people that I know. What we're seeing today, too, is an underreporting of the death rate in these injections. And now in Canada, they want to use digital ID to track you if you haven't been injected. Did you know that? They're going to use technology to come after you, and if you don't get the jab, you might wind up somewhere else. And then you get the jab, and it's democide because you voluntarily took the jab. Because if you don't take the jab, you're a white supremacist. This message tonight is going to be primarily for the Commonwealth. I want the Commonwealth to pay attention. Share this among everybody in the Commonwealth. Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, the United Kingdom, United States, Canada, throughout Europe. Anybody who was part of the Commonwealth that got drafted into another country, whatever. This is for the world itself. Even the Caribbean, those of the Commonwealth are still part of it there. Our Parliament is not going to help us. Period. Our Parliament has been bought and sold like a prostitute on a street corner with the WEF. We have no law and order anymore. We don't have any legal anything going on anymore. Not in the parliamentary, and those are using a parliament system. The United States is a little different. What we have is bought and paid politicians by the WEF to destroy the Commonwealth. And I'm going to play something that pissed me off before I even got going. Maybe that's why my Audacity kept crashing, because I was so pissed off. The death of the American soldiers for no reason. Okay, I said this before in the last segment I tried to record. Our real enemy is not the Russians. Our real enemy is not the Ukrainians. Our real enemies are not Muslims. Our real enemies are not those Hebrews in Israel. Our real enemies are not, you know, China. Our real enemies are not India. Our real enemies are not North Korea. Our real enemies are not those people in the Middle East, these terrorists, whatever. The real enemy of every province, state, or country is the government. Ronald Reagan used to say, government is the problem. He used to say it. He used to tell us right in front of us. He was entertaining us, obviously, but that was the truth. The government is the problem. In Canada, we don't have a parliament. We have a bunch of jokers sitting in a house making big money, dressing to the nines, you know, debating about nothing really, and figuring out ways to kill Canadians. Prime Minister's not going to allow anybody to leave Canada unless you've been jabbed. That's his thing. Democide. Now, they're going to use digital ID to track you down. If you don't get it, they're going to force it on you. Okay, they're going to force Canadians to commit suicide. That's what the government is doing. They are forcing Canadians to commit suicide. Get that in your head. These jabs are a bioweapon. This is biowarfare. This is so that you will choose, because they're going to not allow you to have your entitlements or your privileges, whether you be white, black, brown, red, or yellow. I may as well play the color game, because there's no real color, you know, there's no black man, there's no white man, there's no yellow man, there's no red man, there's no brown man. Well, there may be an argument for brown. Just men and women. But they have everybody categorized believing that they're a color rather than a person. I'm black. I'm white. No, I'm not black. I'm not white. I'm a man. You're a woman. You're a man. That person's a woman. Got to get past that color category. Everyone's got to get past that bullshit, because as long as you stay that way, you stay divided. The war is with the government. The war is with those that would impose democide on a country. Democide is when a country's government kills its own people. That's democide. What's going on right now is planicide. Planicide is when global governments kill the planet, the people on the planet. That is planicide. China is committing democide with the Chinese people, or the people of Asia that are in China. Canada is committing democide with Canadians in Canada. Okay, he's still perpetuating democide in this country. We need to understand that. He doesn't give a shit about Canadians. You can see with the emergency act, or have you forgotten that already, because you're paying attention to that theater over there in the Ukraine. It's nothing but theater. It's all bullshit, all of it. And what are you going to do after when the fall gets here in Canada? Are you going to, and when they start reinserting the restrictions again in this country? Trudeau doesn't care about you. He cares about his kickback from Pfizer. He cares about his kickback from Moderna. He cares about his kickback from Sinovac. He cares about his kickback from Johnson & Johnson. That's all he cares about. And then the NDP party, they just got married. The NDP party just got married to the Liberal Party. You know, dun, dun, da, da. Dun, dun, da, da. That's the wedding for that party. For the rest of Canada, it sounds like this. Da, da, da. 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 That's the song we're going to be playing. Every night where I live, we have three ambulances running every night going to the crematorium, that's carting off dead people. Dead people from these shots. I got a call today that the morgue where I'm at, that does the work on dead people, morticians, are overworked. They're overworked. They can't keep up. They're building a second crematorium in Windsor, Ontario. Imagine that. Because the body count is rising. Not because of Omicron. Oh, no, 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 no. Not because of the corona. No, 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 no. Not because of COVID, which is an identifier, because you couldn't die from that anyway. No, no. Not from Lambda. No, 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 no. Not from some batshit. No, 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 no. Not from batshit. Not from bats. Not from polluted fish from a fish market. No, 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 no. They're dying from the jab. They're dying from the injections. They're dying because the health ministers in respective cities and towns have butchered their own people in their respective ridings and their respective regions. They butchered innocent people. They butchered children. They butchered young people. They butchered old people. They butchered men. They butchered women. That's okay. That's okay with the federal government. It's okay with Pfizer that their experimental biowarfare agent injected into people, killed people. It's okay for them. It's okay for Moderna. They pulled out of the stock market, remember, so they could save their asses. But that's okay. You died and made them rich. It's okay that they took blood money. It's okay for Johnson & Johnson to have caused the damages that they have caused and killed the people they have killed. It's okay for AstraZeneca to have done the same thing to butcher Canadians, butcher Americans, butcher Europeans, Africans, Asians, people from the Middle East. It's okay for drug companies to make massive fortunes and kill innocent people in respective countries. It's okay. It's okay for the World Economic Forum to come in here and take over Canada and enforce policies to kill Canadians. That's okay. Right? Is that okay? Something to think about. I mean, after all, our Prime Minister just snuck in 100,000 Asians from China into the country without any due process, but yet if you want to leave the country, whether you're jabbed or not jabbed, you can't go. How the hell does that work again? I know. White privilege. Because you're white, you're privileged. You're privileged to stay here and be democided. That's what it boils down to. Isn't that what it boils down to? You're white privileged? Aren't you tired of hearing that bullshit too? You know, you had Black Lives Matter, and which is just as effing stupid, and then you got, you're white privileged? Really? You know, I don't understand that terminology, to be honest with you. Because nobody that I know, for one thing, like I said, I don't know anybody that's white. And number two, I don't know anybody that's privileged when everyone's working like a slave. If you're working for somebody, you're working for a company, I don't care where you're working for. You're working for a company, corporation, or an institution, and you're working for them, you're a slave. I don't care what your color is. I don't care what you believe in. I don't care what your religion is. You're still a slave. You're working for yourself, you're still a slave. You're a slave to the system. So I'm at a loss about this white privilege thing. Let me see now. Harper made rules and changes to the administration that if China was to lose money in Canada, they would change the rules, change the laws to benefit China. Huh. How did that help me as a Canadian? How did that help me as a Canadian? Think about that. Think about that. Oh, Canada. So we're going to give the country to China, change the rules of engagement for China, and yet everybody else doesn't get that equality. So wouldn't it be yellow privilege, not white privilege? I mean, if we're going to classify a color, Asians are considered the yellow race, right? So using their terminology, and again, it's not mine, I don't call them yellow either, but we have a race of people coming over here, or a invasion force coming over here. It's going to have special privileges so that if they lose money because of our rules of engagement, that everybody else has to comply with. Okay. I mean, I don't see making any privileges for East Indians. I don't see making any privileges for Africans or Middle Easterners. Or is it are the Chinese that handicapped that they can't follow the rules like everybody else? I mean, they need a special privilege because, you know, they just can't, they can't compete. They can't do it. Is that why? I don't know. Makes you wonder, right? Or is it because Canada, and now they're bringing in their rules to supersede our rules? I mean, is that what's going on? Or is it because the WEF has decided to bend over backwards, and Canada's the collateral damage? We're bending over backwards to give China Canada. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Doesn't it make you wonder? I mean, he brings in 100,000 students without any due process, and now, they're talking about bringing 60 million Asians from China to Canada, that would outnumber everybody 2-1, probably, in all likelihood, which will be military, that won't have any jabs or injections, and be able to walk in here and take everything over. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Canadians can no longer afford to buy a house, can no longer have any real entitlement, because the federal government's too busy trying to kill you. Welcome to Canada, eh? Oh, hell, you only can die. We'll keep injecting you until you're dead. What the hell? I'll get another kickback. Sad to say, eh? Sad to say. Anyway, I'm going to, again, I'm presenting these things because I want everybody to have a real awakening what's going on in this country. And what's going on with the rest of the democratic free world, if you want to call it free. Nothing's free. I mean, everybody's a slave. It's just in a different system. But I want everybody to, you know, have a gander what's going on. And I'm going to play something. I want to play something so that everybody understands how bad this is. There's no... there's no embellishing this. We have been violated by a bioweapon, and it's not stopped. So let me present the democide that went on with the U.S. military. They're trying to weaken America from the inside out. They're trying to take away the fighting forces of the United States by destroying them from within. Just like Canada, the United States are being destroyed from within by the government itself. Imagine that. Hold on a second. I want everybody to hear this, because this is going to be interesting. Hold on. Here we go.
Berkeley. Yes, okay. We know from the DMED database, the military's database, which we're looking at because that's our plaintiff class, that in 10 months of 2021, so not even the complete year, all causes morbidity and mortality had increased, according to the military's own numbers, by 1,100% over 2020.
Among who? What was the population?
Between 18 and 40 was the DMED population, if memory serves.
Military members. Military members.
Telling you. Yes, that's what I'm telling you. That is the database that we're operating on.
1,100%?
Yes, that's right. And if you look at the way that the charts go, and don't forget I'm in the morbidity business. We underwrite accident, sickness, health, and disability insurance. If you look at the forecast, that should be in the neighborhood of 5,000% increase this year.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, this is genocide. You said it in the very beginning. Look, one easy way to look at this is really simple. If you look at all of the documentation, Pfizer's documentation, we did mass spectrometry on their vials. We know what's in these things. And in fact, they even admit that they added an HIV protein into the shots for the purpose of disabling people's autoimmune. Right? They couldn't slip these lipid nanoparticles, which are in fact little bombers that carry pathogenic proteins. To effectuate gene modification in the individual, gene therapy as they call it. In order to get those lipid nanoparticles past your cellular defense, your body's defense, they had to disarm your immune system. Yes. And they did that. It's in all the scientific papers. What they didn't do is undo that. So effectively, when you talk to our expert witness, they call it autoimmune deficiency syndrome. It's basically vaccine AIDS. And right now, they're coming to understand this. People are showing up HIV positive. People with three shots have no immune system left over whatsoever. There is no other way to characterize this other than intentional homicide, the unlawful taking of a human life, except that it's in large numbers, which makes it a genocide. So this is criminal, and we actually filed a criminal complaint. We created one in March of 2021. 20,000 of them were downloaded and filed all over the United States and the world, and until very recently, no law enforcement would take up the case or even investigate it. That's called a conspiracy. It's a very grand conspiracy.
Yes. A vaccine-delivered AIDS epidemic.
That's right. That's correct. In fact, what's really odd about that is now they're starting to open up the FEMA death camps, as I call them, their quarantine centers under the intergovernmental agreements. And you will note, and I'll send you a copy of one, that the camps are not to discriminate for purposes of infectious disease, for purposes of who gets quarantined and who doesn't. They're not allowed to discriminate against people that are AIDS positive, HIV positive, because that would be the entire population of people that got those shots, particularly the Pfizer or Moderna shots. We know that those are the HIV proteins that they put in there in order to disable the immune systems.
And the vaccinated people, not knowing, they don't know that their immune system has been turned off.
No.
Then they're now vulnerable to all kinds of viruses and germs.
That's right.
And they may die from something else, and nobody connects it to the vaccine.
That's exactly what's happening. And you know, to your point, people don't even know that they have been participating as laboratory animals in a phase 3 clinical trial. None of these shots.
There you go. There you go. You know, they said from the very beginning, this is what I also has astounded me ever since this thing started, really, that these were trial bioweapons. They didn't say bioweapon, but it's what they are. They had tested them on animals and killed every one of them. I never understood the madness of running to get an injection when the immune system itself could handle a coronavirus. We've been handling flus for decades. And I know it had to do with something to do with frequency and mind control. It had to have, because common sense was not common. The hysteria of running with the crowd to get a bioweapon inserted inside you with tracking devices and operating systems. And again, nobody really had any idea. It didn't even go through the procedures of being put to safety. I mean, what part of any of this isn't making sense to anybody that this has been a well-orchestrated warfare? Bio-warfare, bio-engineered warfare on the world. Something hideously alien has assaulted mankind on every level. We are... It's... I'm at a loss for words sometimes when I see this. I'm at the numbers. It's going to reach 5,000% this year. 2022, 5,000% death rate. Some of you are going to freak out. And you have a right to freak out. But I'm going to make a suggestion to those of you who have been injected and have heard this show and are listening and are actually paying attention. Everybody needs to orchestrate to remove these that are in power out of office and put them on trial. Fauci's not going to see a jail. Anyone thinks that Fauci's going to go to jail, that's more theater than you can shake a stick at. I doubt if Epstein's even dead, to be honest with you. You know, I doubt a lot of people that were supposed to have died. But that's just a speculation. But Fauci's never going to see the light of a jail. He carried out his orders. He'll just disappear for a while. He'll be put out of the sight of the American public for a period of time. And then when he's brought back, everybody will have forgotten. Just like right now, this war in Ukraine, this distraction, this theater going on over there, all the things of the bombings and the destruction of Russia, and Russia having a hard time. It sounds like a sitcom. Sounds like a never-ending soap opera. You know, it goes back to Matthew 24. You will hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for these must take place. For nations shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. It's all being orchestrated. It's all being played out. This is going to create a major fragmentation on the planet like we've never seen. You know, Canada, like I said, we are already in that assault phase. Australia is ahead of us, and Australians are becoming more destituted by the day, and we're going that way here in Canada. The WEF hasn't orchestrated yet how they're going to pull it off here, but they're going to pull it off. You see, Kenny in Alberta, I can't get over that. That's unbelievable. Now, today, a friend of mine from over there sent me a message saying that the pastor was released, but then they trumped up more charges on him, so they didn't let him go. Got off on bail, and they put him back in jail. Talk about a lawless province. You know, and again, a preacher, a minister, a man talking Jesus in the Bible, like he's a threat to what? You know, because he feeds the poor out in the streets, feeds the hungry, you know, helps the homeless. This is a crime in this country? Since when? Tell you what's criminal. What's criminal is governments like that, the premiers like that, and Ontario. I'm going to say something about Ontario real quick, because what you're seeing going on in Alberta, we're going to have that here in Ontario. Don't kid yourself. Don't kid yourself for 1 minute. They're going to speak all kinds of nice platitudes and yuck with everybody. Until the selection process, not election, selection process, is engaged and it's done by June. Shortly thereafter, we're going to see all hell break loose in Ontario. They're going to put the boot on us just like they're doing everywhere else. It's like they're getting their spring break in now. So when the summer's done, you're going to be back in school. You're going to be back in training. You're going to be walking. You may be learning Sharia law by then, or maybe the Noahide laws, whichever they decide to bring in here. You never know. Earlier I said that two ambulances had already gone by while I was doing the show, or just before the show and during the show. Another third one has gone by already while I'm doing the show. I've had nothing but problems all night long with Audacity and these other recorders I've got. For some reason, they didn't want to function. We are dealing with despotic governments and leaders because they're controlled by the WEF. And I've said this before, in the United States, because your soldiers are being slaughtered by this bio-warfare that they are inducing into the military, every soldier, every naval officer, every Marine, Ranger, and anybody else you got down there needs to be prepared and ready not to take these things. Same in Canada. The military forces here need to not take these things. Because it's going to kill the American soldiers, it's going to kill the Canadian ones too. You know. Again, this is basically being, this is a Trojan horse. Trojan horse is when the Greeks and the Trojans were having a war, and they built a horse and had the appearance that they had left on their ships and sailed off. So they took the horse inside the citadel that they had, and at nighttime the soldiers came out of the horse, opened up the gates, and they slaughtered everybody from within. Well, this is the same thing, except the Trojan horse is the injections, and the horse itself is the government transporting or transferring the means of death to the general population within their own country. It's the way it is, it's how it is, you know. So I said in the last, when I did the first recording, anybody in Canada that's wants to get out needs to contact the red states in the United States to see if they will take you on as a refugee, you know, offering you asylum. I think you need anybody in Canada that's trying to get out needs to do this. And if you have to, you know, fly out through a private means or get out through whatever means, do so. If that's what you want to do. I think everybody needs to reevaluate or evaluate soberly. You know, no doobies, no alcohol, soberly with sobriety where we're at in this country. You know. And what it's going to take to change the country. I don't know. You know, I really don't know. We don't have a government. We don't have anybody representing the general population. The Conservative Party is a joke. The Parti Quebecois, that's a ridiculous joke. You know, I shouldn't say ridiculous, because I'm not sure if the Conservatives are any less ridiculous. Then you got the two honeymooners, the NDP and the Liberal Party, have gone off into the sunset in holy matrimony or unholy matrimony. So again, what do we have here? You know, there's three options that I see. Three. Leave, find asylum somewhere, secede, break away from the Confederation, which I think might be not a bad idea that everybody breaks away, or C, fight. There's only three options I see right now at this point. Since we have no representation, and if we're seeing a premier guy walking around talking some bunk because he's trying to show that, you know, he's standing up for Alberta by challenging the prime minister and all the other bunk and theater they're doing, and then he's arresting a minister in his own, you know, his own province. Really? Can you trust that guy? What criminal activity did that minister do to have a bond set for him to be free and then turn around and rearrest him? This is a power trip. This is the government's trying to say, we don't care about you or your God. We're going to do whatever the hell we want to, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. We're going to defy you and your God. That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. So, and if they're willing to do that there, they will do it in they'll do it in BC, they'll do it in Manitoba, Saskatchewan, they'll do it in Ontario, Quebec, they'll do it in New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, PEI, Newfoundland. They'll do it in the territories. They don't care. They'll do it everywhere. They don't care. One of the reasons why they don't care is because they realize the Canadians aren't going to do anything. Look, we know that he will pull another fast one with the WARS Act and give police the power to break the law. That's what the WAR Act does. It gives the law enforcement the power to break the law. Yet the law enforcement won't arrest him for all the scandals that he has conducted. I don't get that. You? Makes you wonder. Makes you wonder. Something else that I talked about in the first recording that I can't recall now had to do with these injections. Oh, yeah, yeah, the other thing. He makes mention that FEMA camps or the internment camps that they're planning on putting people in, it ain't going to matter if you're not jabbed or jabbed. They throw you in there, and the guy has gotten a jab and has contracted some sort of acquired immune deficiency syndrome. See, AIDS is not a sexually transmitted disease like everybody thinks. It's an acronym. It's what it is. It's all it really is. It's defining a condition. Acquired immune deficiency syndrome means this. If you take the jab and you get sick, and the illness has been brought on by the bioengineered nano operating systems in those injections, you now have AIDS, because AIDS means you've acquired an immune deficiency syndrome. This has caused your immune system to become deficient and incapable of recovery. That's what AIDS really is. Okay, just like COVID. COVID is not a flu. COVID is an identifier. It's a certification identifier. Has nothing to do with the flu other than it represents a certification and an identification number. That's it. You're going to die of COVID. COVID, I got COVID. I caught COVID. I caught COVID. 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 An identifier. And we never really called this a proper thing. We called it a coronavirus because they were afraid of offending the Wuhan province by calling it the Wuhan flu. Since it came from Wuhan, they made it there. You got the Wuhan flu. No, I don't. I got corona. No, you got the Wuhan. The Wuhan flu. It's going to mutate 100 times in 3 months. How's that possible? We tweaked it. I heard today a friend of mine from California calls me up. So they're releasing mosquitoes now in areas of California where they're the high population is Hispanic people. Excuse me, she didn't see the connection. I did. That this was basically a bio weapon. Test site, prototype. They're testing it out to see what it's going to do. We're going to change the mosquitoes, give them a new genetic code, which will produce a specific protein which can act as an injection to further perpetrate democide. And that's in California. As I said earlier, the number one thing we need to fear, or be aware of rather, on this planet, that is the most dangerous force on the planet, is not a nuclear bomb. It's genetic warfare. Nano, biogenetic, AI, programmable warfare. That's the most dangerous thing on the planet. That scares the shit out of me. A nuke is over in a second, and a nuke is only going to be used if and only if they have ready to clear up all the debris, all the garbage, all the biological agents that they have released in the atmosphere, into the land, into the water, they will use a nuke to disintegrate or to break it all down. It's the only thing that'll be hot enough to wipe everything out so it can start over. So these biological, programmable, nano-delivered AI operating systems that they've injected to people are tracking device, transceivers, DNA identifiers, monitors, that wherever you go, whatever you do, will be exposed, recorded, and stored. And when they're ready to engage you with some of your colleagues, friends, or associates, and they are carrying your DNA, it can hop, will hop to you and begin to initiate the ticking time bomb that you've already got injected inside of you. And if you haven't got injected, it will start, it'll reinitiate or will initiate to try to connect to your DNA. That's how this works. They have learned how to adapt to invisible bugs that can bite you. Now, having said invisible bugs, chances are more than likely what we're going to be dealing with are going to be nanites. They're so small that you won't be able to tell or see them. Unless maybe you have a black light or some kind of beam that can allows you to see them, whatever frequency, to see the nanites that are in the air. The nanites that they released are now being absorbed, integrated, and placed into the body. These jabs that everyone's getting will engage those nanites, and they will then engage in the initiation of programming you to integrate with them. They're not alive. They're not alive like we are. These bots can be sentient in the sense that they're built with a silica carbon combination, and they've given it the capacity to replicate and or reproduce and give life to others. So we do have synthetic life floating around as well. Just like I said, this, anybody you know needs to see this video. This is from the American military. Everybody needs to see this. Maybe you've already seen it. If you have, you know, and you've already passed it on, and, you know, forever grateful. But everybody needs to have this awareness that the garments of God. What would happen? I'm just thinking in my mind. What would happen if every Canadian decided to go and overthrow Mr. Trudeau and his new honey, Sangit, whatever? What would happen if everybody in Canada decided that they were going to remove these people? I wonder where CSIS would stand. I wonder where the OPP would stand. I wonder where the any of the military would stand. You know, I wonder where they would stand. If everybody got threatened, they were going to get killed, and everybody said, "We don't care. He's got to go." You know, you'll kill one, 10 will replace them. You'll kill 10, 100 will replace them. You kill 100, 1,000 will replace them. You know. We got an LRAD machine here in Windsor. We'll see if they pull that out this year. That will be interesting. Here we are in a world that's basically being genocided right under our nose. Right under our nose. You know. I got a cartoon on here somebody sent me. Just to give you an idea, this was done 25 to 28 years ago, this cartoon. And it's going to surprise a lot of you that what they're talking about back then, I'm talking today, and have been for forever. I never saw this cartoon until the other day. Somebody sent it to me. I thought, well, isn't this apropos? Isn't this, you know, good to show and allow everybody to see this is exactly what they're saying and what they depicted in that cartoon is a reality. It's sad to see your home die. And we're all going to see that in our lifetime. Our homes are going to die. Die because of, even if the government stopped it all now, we were going to see death by the droves because of the injections they took. And when they start to drop, it's going to be a lot. It's already, like I said, already a third ambulance gone by. You know, right where I'm saying. Every night, three. So, here we are, and again, they're building a new crematorium here. You know, this is never going to stop until everybody decides they've had enough. And as I said earlier, if you want to leave, contact the states that are red states. I believe they're red states, and see if you can get asylum. You know, see if you can get asylum. Find out what you can do and you can't do, you know. It's going to get worse before it gets better, you know, to be honest with you. So, here we are. I mentioned the other show, the first recording, that, you know, how many of us have kids or had kids that are grown or whatever, and you thought, you know, you were going to give them a better life. Looks like that ain't going to happen. They're not even going to be able to afford a house in this country. But the money laundering countries that do money laundering here will be able to. Go imagine that. Imagine that. All right, I'm going to wind it down tonight because I'm a little pooped because I tried, like I said, three or four times to get this going. And I had to get that off my chest because I saw what the man was saying. And it, like I said, it just made me feel very empathic, you know, to see the American military killing their own people, seeing our Canadian government doing the same thing here in Canada. You know, there's got to be some way to remove them legally so that they no longer can damage the country and no longer represent the WEF. That is probably the second most problematic problem we could have, is that. Alrighty, as I say at the end of these shows, read the Gospels, read what Jesus had to say, you know, read and see how he lived, see how he talked, see how he walked. You'll learn what you can. You know, maybe a life-changing book for some of you. Now, there's the Book of Acts, which is the church itself and how it evolved and had, you know, trials and tribulations. And you got the letters to the different churches. And then you got Revelations, which is the playbook. So I encourage you to read the playbook so you can see what's going on. I always encourage you to read the Bible for yourself. Don't allow anybody else to get involved with you and between you and God. Start reading it. Start acquiring the knowledge to read. I always tell people just start with the New Testament or the New Covenant. Get yourself going there and start from there. That's the best thing I could suggest. Up above, I got people who are also interested in helping other people. Feel free to help them financially. If you can't help them financially, then, you know, or anybody else, then share the show, share the information, especially those who have been injected, that perhaps maybe they'll form a coalition and go after the head CEOs of all these companies and demand not only resignation, but reparation and jail time. Alrighty, I think I got it all. I think I do. All right, so until the next segment, to your health. Oh no, I missed something here. Yeah. Yeah, we are still here by the grace of God. I almost forgot that. We're still here by the grace of God. Like I said, I'm a little tired. So until the next segment, to your health. Take care.